Alaska statute requires each school district to, quote, provide for and require a physical examination of every child attending school in the district, unquote. The law requires that exam, for the most part, to be performed by a physician when the child is entering school. An opinion from attorney Alan Clendaniel this month says while no court has ruled on the issue, he thinks that law means the district is responsible for the cost of that exam. However, Petersburg Superintendent Rob Thomason told the board that no schools in Alaska are shouldering that cost.
To make a long story short, there are 54 school districts in the state of Alaska. 53 of them have kindergarten. One of them does not, Mount Edgecombe. Of the 53 who do have kindergarten, not one district pays for the required health physical of a kindergartner. It is the attorney's opinion, based on the current language of the law, that school districts should be paying for those or providing for them with a physician per the law.
The attorney's opinion noted that the language has been in statute prior to statehood and that the original 1953 territorial law even provided funding of $2.50 per pupil to help pay for exams. That's a long way from the cost of a checkup these days, and it was an issue for board member Sarah Holmgren. She said she'd recently took her kid in for a physical, but was reluctant to pay.
I dragged my heels because I kept waiting to hear what was going to happen on this, but now I got to fork over $120+ to pay for this. And they didn't do anything that the school district doesn't do already. Like this,
exactly.
I mean, they did a vision screening, which was I felt was mediocre at best. They didn't do a hearing screening, which they're going to do anyway. So to me, it's more thorough.
Which we're going to do here, too.
You know, and looked at his eyes and weighed him and checked his height, which they do at the grade school. You know, I just think it's a waste of money for both the parent as well as the school district.
Holmgren was referring to health screening already performed by the nurse at the local elementary school. She did not want to require a separate physician's exam if it was not necessary.
Do we have any new students or incoming kindergartners that have not done it yet? And what do we do now?
Yeah.
And I would be inclined to say, I don't think we have a leg to stand on to make them require it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we turn around and reimburse them. And it's whether we want to go through that.
Board members did not sound interested in having the district take on that cost. However, Board Chair Gene Ellis talked about the reason for the exams in the first place.
Well, I think probably originally this was put in place to make sure that no contagious diseases came into the school.
Yeah.
I would suspect that's what that's for. And that's still a concern. I mean, you still don't want not to have that happening.
For some parents, the cost of the exam is already covered by insurance plans, including Medicaid and Denali Kid Care. Others are not covered under their plans after their kids reach a certain age, while others may be opting out of insurance. Board member Don Ware was worried about setting a precedent if the district did cover the costs for anyone not getting an exam for their kid. And board member Cheryl File thought of another solution.
Cheryl, it would be nice if our nurse could do it.
Yeah.
If they could change it to where the school nurse could do it,
mm-hmm.
That'd be
the easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
For school districts that have nurses, now you have some that don't. So they actually need a variety of options to get this requirement met. It might be a school nurse. It might be a community health nurse. It might be a village clinic.
Mm-hmm.
That's Superintendent Thomason responding. He asked for direction from the board whether Petersburg schools should take on that cost or seek a change in state law. Some districts in the state do rely on a nurse to provide exams as a temporary measure if no physician is immediately available or if a parent is not compliant. That's according to Mary Bell, a school health nurse consultant in the state's Division of Public Health.
I actually hear from school districts quite a bit about this statute. It definitely has some challenges. There were not regulations that were written. It's an older statute. It's been on the books for a while. And so we're aware of the challenges, we're looking at clarifying some of them. So, yes, it is something that we hear about quite frequently. At the beginning of the school year in particular.
Bell noted that there are numerous benefits for getting a checkup with a physician before starting school.
Actually, it gives the parent an opportunity to talk about any kind of challenges the child might have entering school for the first time. Any barriers to learning can be identified. They can talk about any kind of accommodations the child might need for the classroom. It gives them a chance to talk about their development and their growth and gives, you know, an opportunity to look at any kind of potential special needs the student might have.
She said the exams can also include hearing and vision screenings and give parents a chance to learn about nutrition and exercise for their kids or get referrals to specialists if needed. Petersburg's board ultimately directed the superintendent to tackle the issue on three fronts. Those are coming up with a solution for any current students who have not complied with the exam requirement, seeking a possible change in state law during the upcoming legislative session, and putting forth a resolution before the Alaska Association of School Boards. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.